Masechtas Mikvois, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The following Mishnayos are going to deal with halachas of a doubt, a sofek, when we have a known status of Tomei, and now there's a question about the mikveh which was used to remove the Tomei from the person. So the Mishnah says, HaTomei, a person who is Tomei, Shiyorot L'Tovel, that went into a mikveh to Tovel, but Sofik Tovel, Sofik Lo Tovel. He is not sure if he successfully, totally immersed himself in the waters or not. Maybe something was sticking out, part of his body was protruding out the water, and it wasn't a complete immersion. Or, Afilu Tovel, even if he knows without a doubt that he went under the water. But we have a doubt whether Aboyim saw Sofik, Sofik Aboyim saw. This is a Sofik if there was 40 saw when he was in the water. Sofik Aboy, we don't, or maybe there wasn't. So once again, the immersion is Sofik. Shnei Mikvois, or a third case where there were two mikvahs in front of him. Echad yesh bo aboyim so, one was known to us that has 40 so, echad she'ein bo, one that does not have. Tovel be'echad mehem, he immersed in one of them. Ve'eini yedea be'ezim hen tovel, he doesn't know which one he tovel. So in all these cases, sveikei tomei, we rule that the fellow is still in the status of Tomei, being that he had a chazoka in the mi'ikara, his original status was Tomei, and there's only a doubt that happened afterwards if a tefillah took place. So therefore, we rule with the chazoka, and we assume that he is Tomei. Masechtas Mikvois, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. As we know from Shas and Poiskim, Sofik Tomei in Rishus HaYochid is Sveikei Tomei. And any Sofik Tomei which occurs in a private domain, we rule generally that it's Tomei. But a Sofik Tomei b'Rishus HaRavim, the halacha is that Sveikei is Tor. However, we're going to learn in this Mishnah, in certain cases where there's a Sofik Tomei, that we treat it as if it's Vadei Tomei. We do away with the doubt, as we'll see why in the Mishnah. And therefore, even if it takes place in Rishus HaRavim, we will treat it as a status of Tomei. And furthermore, we will also see that there's a difference between a Sofik Tomei D'Rabbanan or a Sofik Tomei D'Oraisa. The Mishnah says, Mikveh Shenimdad, a mikveh which was measured, meaning to say it was measured and found to have the proper measurement of Memso. And it was used, and then later on, V'nimtza Chosa. It was measured, let's say, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, and they find that it has less than Memso. So the Mishnah says, Kol HaTaharis Shenasu Agavo, all the Taharis, which means to say, Kalim, which were used for Tomei, which were immersed in this mikveh, or a person which was known to be Tomei, who immersed in the mikveh in the time between we measured it and now that we measured it for the second time, finding that it doesn't have the proper shear of mikveh, Bein Rishus HaYochid, whether this took place in a Rishus HaYochid, Bein Rishus HaRavim, whether this took place in a Rishus HaRavim, the halacha is Tameis, is Tomei. Why? Because in this situation, we have what we call, in the Lashon of Chazal, a Tarti L'Reyesa. There are two reasons supporting the rule of Tomei. Number one, we have a Gavra, a person, or a vessel that is Becheskas Tomei, that its last known status is that it's Tomei. It was established that it is Tomei. And we have a Mikveh Chosa L'Fonecho. We now have a mikveh which is missing in front of us. So therefore, these two concepts team up together and they outweigh the fact that it may only be a Sofik Tomei Birshus HaRavim and the fact that we had a mikveh Shenimdad. V'med of Orim Amurim, says the Tanakam of the Mishnah, when do we establish this law that we use Tata L'Reyesa B'Tumach Amur? That's only if what the nature of the Tum we're talking about is of Dairaisa. It is a Torah halacha of Tomei. Avabu Tomei Kala, but something which is Tomei only Midrabonon Kigoin. The Mishnah gives examples. Ochel Oichlun Tomei, a person who ingests Tomei food, which is not really Mitama, a person Midrabonon, but Midrabonon it is Mitama, or Shasa Mashkin Tomei, or if he's ingested liquids which are Tomei, or Bo Roishe Veruba Bimayim Sheuvim. This was a gezeira d'rabbanan that a person who most of his body has gone into water was previously drawn in a vessel. Or if three lugin of water, of mayim she'uvim, water which was drawn in a keli, has been poured over him. These are all halachas of tumah midrabanan that make a person tameh for eating tumah v'yored lutfah, and then he went and immersed himself. Safek tovel, safek loy tovel. Whether the safek is if he toveled or he didn't tovel, or afilu tovel, even if he sure immersed himself, but safek yesh b'abam saw safek gameboy. There's a doubt whether there was 40 saw or not. Or be'echa mehen, or in one of the mikvahs there was, and one wasn't. Ve'in yidei be'ezim and tovel. He doesn't know which, there were two mikvahs, and he doesn't know which one he immersed in. So all these cases, sveikai tor, we will treat him as tor, because being that there's only a tumah drabonon, so even though we have a cheskas tumah, we will treat him as tor, because it is not more than a safek drabonon, where the rule of thumb is that we go lekula. And same halacha would apply by a mikvah shenimda v'nim tzachasa, if he was toveling for a din drabonon, the halacha is as well that he is tor in a case of a safek. However, the Mishnah says Rabbi Yosi mitameh, Rabbi Yosi holds he is tameh. Why does Rabbi Yosi say you tameh? Hoye Rabbi Yosi Imus, says the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion, kol dava shehu becheskes tameh, anything which has a chazaka, even if it's only a tumah drabonon, lo olam hi b'psuloi, it will remain in that status of psul or tameh ad sheyedei shetor, until he knows with certainty that he has undone the tumah. Therefore, even though the tumah is a tumah kala, it's only a tumah drabonon, Rabbi Yosi will not be mitare him in a case of a doubt. In the case that we mentioned, Avol Sveke Lihi Tomei, but if the doubt is if he became Tomei, in other words, we have a doubt if he came in contact with something which is Tomei, not that there was a status that the person was for sure Tomei, but rather a suffix if he became Tomei, or Litamei, or is a suffix if he was Tomei, but the question is if he touched something else and transmitted the Tomei to another object. In those cases, if it's only a Shaled Rabbonon, Tor, we'll say it's Tor, even according to Yosi, because the object involved has a cheskes tahara.